Calrissian's eyes went back to the datapad. His fixed gaze and tilted head suggested that he was seriously contemplating the offer, as well he should have. Marvin and his brother had selected the figure very carefully. It was high enough to suggest the Sarnas refinery was hurting them more than they wanted to admit, yet not so high that Calrissian would wonder what else the Krefs had in mind for the rift. But there was no hint in Calrissian's face of whether he was inclined to accept or refuse. Marvid initiated an immediate playback of the video archive, slowing the feed to search for micro-expressions that might suggest whether now was the time to remain patient or to make another threat and play on Calrissian's fear for his family. Still nothing. Calrissian was inscrutable. One of the few humans who seemed truly capable of hiding his emotions. Marvin might even have admired the man, had he not posed a threat to the Kref's own plans in the rift. Realizing that any additional pressure would only backfire, Marvin elected to let Lando ponder the figures on his own. The Krefs were offering as much as the refinery would net in 3 years, even without the pirate troubles. Any rational being would jump at such an offer. Apparently, Kratheus had come to the same conclusion. He allowed his power body to settle to the floor and fold into a lounging chair configuration. And that was when the door slid open and Yuce's obsolete CZ-19 secretary droid rattled into the conference room.
"I apologize for the intrusion, Chief Yuce, but Chairman Calrissian requested notification as soon as his guests arrived."
"It's about time," Calrissian said. He turned to Dina. "Have someone show them up right away."
"That won't be necessary, Chairman. Your guests are waiting in the anteroom now. Captain Kaig escorted them up from the hangar."
Marvid had to force himself not to look in his brother's direction. By now, Omad Kaig was supposed to be rotting in a Brink Station trash compactor. The fact that he wasn't undoubtedly meant that Kratheus's thug, a Mandalorian lieutenant named Skarn, had failed to secure Kaig's seat on the support cooperative. That was not good news. As Marvid contemplated Kaig's survival, Calrissian's mustache lifted in a grin of relief.
"What are you waiting for?"
he asked the secretary droid.
"Show them in."
"You're entertaining guests,"
Kratheus demanded.
"In the middle of our meeting?"
Calrissian squared his shoulders.
"Our meeting is over for now," he said. "You've made your offer, and I need time to consider it."
Kratheus's eyes grew angry.
"You have no time, Calrissian. The situation is deteriorating. So will our offer."
"I'll take that chance," Calrissian said, rising. "I have a feeling things in the rift are about to change."